Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Blondie Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Bishop scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Mulevey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Mahaffey covering. Safe. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Mulevey reaches second base with a double. There goes Whatwood trying to get to third. Simmons throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Whatwood for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulevey scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Barnes reaches second base with a double. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barnes moves to third. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barnes scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krause moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Malivi strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Barnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barnes moves to second. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Barnes moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley strikes out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive towards third. Ryan catches it and throws to first to double up Rommel. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Malivi hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball. Jolly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Haas is chasing the ball. Jolly rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barnes for the out. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Rommel reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. Rommel moves to third. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rommel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Athletics. Ed Walsh now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 10-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 11-3, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. One out. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rommel hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulevey moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Mulevey moves to third. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krause moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Krause moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krause scores. Metzler moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. It's 12-4, Athletics. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Whatwood moves to third. Mulevey moves to second. It's 12-5, Athletics. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Mulevey scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 12-7, Athletics. Lefty Grove now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-4 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 12-8, Athletics. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.